This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. Tomorrow, Saturday, the first drift net opening of the season happens on the Kuskokwim River from the mouth upstream to Aniak. The opening will last 12 hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur has the details.
For this opening, drift nets may be 6-inch or less mesh and may not exceed 45 meshes in depth. Drift nets may not exceed 150 feet in length upstream of the Johnson River and may not exceed 300 feet in length downstream of the Johnson. Salmon spawning tributaries remain closed to gill nets. Non-salmon spawning tributaries are closed to gill nets from their confluence with the Kuskokwim to 100 yards upstream. Subsistence fishing with gill nets will remain open upstream of that 100-yard closure area. The next Kuskokwim River drift net opening after June 12th will occur on June 15th. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
Continuing in fishing. Yesterday, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game announced drift net openings on the federally managed portion of the Kuskokwim River on the same dates as the federal openings. Both state and federal openings are on June 12th and 15th. This action goes against recommendations from the Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group, a state advisory group made of local subsistence users. In two separate meetings, the Management Working Group recommended that the state not issue any fishing openers while the feds were managing the river. Mike Williams Sr. chairs the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission and is also a working group member. Williams felt like the state was ignoring the advisory body during Wednesday's working group meeting.
To be treated this way by the managers is very disrespectful, and I do not appreciate that.
Mary Peltola, executive director of the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission, also opposes state's actions, saying she doesn't understand, quote, why there is such a strong desire to manage on top of federal management, which takes precedence. State openers would allow anyone who is a resident of Alaska to fish for salmon on the Kuskokwim, whereas the federal openers restrict salmon fishing to local qualified subsistence users. Alaska Department of Fish and Game biologist Nick Smith said the direction came from the state commissioner's office, saying that the state has to have its own openers.
We, the state of Alaska, are still constitutionally obligated to provide fishing opportunities for all residents of the Kuskokwim River and the state of Alaska when there's a surplus of salmon.
Smith said that this year's king salmon forecasts and initial harvest estimates indicate that the state's escapement goals will be met. He says that's why the state must offer harvest opportunities to fulfill the state statutes. Initial harvest estimates show that this year's king salmon run is shaping out like last year's, which was low. This disagreement between the state and feds has played out before. The Department of Fish and Game announced state set net openings on the same days as the federal set net openings earlier this month. Boyd Blahovdi, the federal manager for the lower Kuskokwim River, has said that federal officers would be enforcing fishing regulations on the lower Kuskokwim River and that federal openings are only open to residents along the Kuskokwim River. Next, in salmon harvest numbers. It is still very early in the season, but the Kuskokwim River King Salmon Run appears either late or low so far. Sean Larson, a biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, described the Kuskokwim King Run to local stakeholders this way.
So the story with kings at this point is that they're trickling in, and they're not trickling in a particularly big way.
Larson delivered his report to the Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group on Wednesday. The group advises the state's fishery management. As of Thursday afternoon, Larson said the Bethel test fishery had caught 33 king salmon, one sockeye salmon, and no chum salmon this season. Most of those fish were caught in the past 2 days. Larson says that puts this year's king salmon run on about the same trajectory as last year's run. Initial harvest estimates along the federally managed portion of the Kuskokwim paint a similar picture of a low king run thus far. ONC, the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service have teamed up again this year to provide harvest estimates. The estimates are based on aerial surveys and interviews with fishermen from Tuntutuliak to Akiak. Three set net openings have been called. In the first set net opening on June 2nd, approximately 30 king salmon were harvested and an estimated 29 set nets were counted. Both numbers jumped in the second opening on June 5th. An estimated 91 nets were set, harvesting around 310 king salmon, 20 chums, and 50 reds. In the most recent opening on June 9th, surveyors counted 107 set nets. An estimated 480 king salmon were harvested, 0 chums, and 20 reds. And finally, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game is extending its ban on sport fishing for king salmon along the Kuskokwim River and its tributaries for most of the summer. The sport fishing ban will last through July 25th to cover the length of the King Run. The ban originally ran from May to early June. The extension is due to a low forecast of the king salmon run this season and the current restrictions of the subsistence salmon fishery. The state may reconsider the closure later in the season if the king salmon run comes in stronger than forecast. Rod and reel fishermen on the Kuskokwim River and its tributaries may use only one unbaited single-hook artificial lure. Any king salmon caught while fishing for other species may not be removed from the water and must be released immediately. Sport fishing for king salmon is still allowed in the Kuskokwim Bay drainages. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips and news at kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.